This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Patrice Dion is the creator and inventor of the GP putter. It is a face-on putter, Patrice will explain. The website is prdionne.com, D-I-O-N-N-E. It is a pleasure to welcome Patrice Dion to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Patrice.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it. Let's start at the beginning. Where did all of this come from? Where did the idea to create a face-on putter come from?
Well, it's simple. I started inventing the face-on chipping club. And my putting, I'm a natural right-handed, but I play golf left-handed. And when I would putt left-handed with a short putter, I was playing a match play, and before I tee off, I was playing against a friend, and he told me, he says, "Don't give me a putt. I'll make you putt from 12 inches. I know you could miss." I'm like, all right, this is pretty bad. And then with a regular putter, when I'm putting, a short putter, I would hold the putter and let's say I'm on a straight line from about 5 feet from the hole. A friend of mine would say, "Where are you aiming?" I said, "I'm aiming right in the middle of the hole." He says, "Don't move." And he would hold my putter, and then I would look, and my putter was aiming to the left of the hole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, this is terrible. So then I tried to do that drill of putting three balls from 12 inches, you knock it in, and then go to 2 feet, 3 feet, up to 60. So that would be 18 putts in a row. I never succeeded. And then I told my younger brother the story about my friend telling me, "Don't give me a putt because I'll make you putt from 12 inches." And then he says to me, he says, "Why don't you putt the way you chip? You're facing the hole. It's easy. You see, it's all in front of you." I'm like, that's not a bad idea. And then I was looking for finding a putter on the market for that. And I was not able to find one because when you're putting facing the hole and you want to keep the putter shaft straight down so that when you take the putter head straight back, straight forward, you never, never open or close the putter head. So if you select the right line, the ball goes on that line. And that, for me, that was the key of my putting. My putting stroke was good when I was putting regular, except that when I was setting up from the side, what I thought was aiming at the hole, I was aiming to the left of the hole. And you could see that on tour sometimes, right? People put the line on their ball, and then they set up behind the ball. They adjust that line on the ball for that target, and then they go back to the side to putt. And then that line doesn't look right for them, and then they go again behind the ball and readjust. So you could see even the professionals on tour have that problem. But when you're facing the hole, you don't have to move to the side. And once you're set up and my putter head is plumb straight down, the line is right in front of me. I know that if I putt, the ball will go on that line. Did I read the green correctly? Did I have the right speed and everything? That's a different story. But at least I know the ball will go on my target line that I have selected. And that made a big difference. And so now to go back, why the putter head was designed that way is because I was not able to find anything on the market. So when you putt with the putter head straight down and you want your putter to be conforming to the rules, to the USGA and RNA rule, you have to have a 10-degree angle in that. So if your putter head, let's say, is 5 inches wide, and let's say you put your shaft in the middle of that putter head, when you have the shaft straight down, the toe would be lower, close to the green, and the heel would be up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put the ball in the middle of your putter head when you're putting, that means that when you would be striking the ball, the putter head would be striking higher than the equator of the ball. So that's not good. So because I was not finding anything on the market that would suit that requirement of mine of having a narrow putter head, that's why I designed one, and I put it on the market. I designed it for me at the beginning, and then I'm like, wow, this is working great. So then I submitted to the USGA, and the USGA approved it in March of 2007. So that's almost 11 years from now that that happened. And then at the beginning, I started selling it, and every year my sales are going up. And that's basically the story of how I designed it.
We are talking with Patrice Dion here on the Augusta Golf Show. It, being radio, it's really difficult to kind of give you a full grasp of what this is like. That's why I encourage you to go to the website. Patrice has some videos up there that will give you a better idea of all of this. So, Patrice, what is the challenge in marketing something like this?
Well, the challenge is that you don't see any pros on TV putting that way, right? You had a little bit of Bryson DeChambeau that did it, but you don't see that. So the average golfer, even the professionals, say must not be good because nobody is doing it. And when you do something that is not conventional, it's you have to put your mind to it, and you have to accept that somebody maybe will laugh at you. What are you doing? But when you start knocking those balls in, then they don't laugh anymore. They're like, could I try your putter? And basically, I got some professional on tour that play with my putter now. They try it and everything. But the beginning, when they told me, like Grant Wade told me that when he's going to play with it, he's going to get, what are you doing with that, right? And then you have to get over it, and it's not the gymnastic and the diving competition. You don't get point for style. It's how you put the ball in the hole, right? You could hit the 300 yards drive, and you're in the rough and still get it on the green. But if you have a five-footer and you don't make it, well, you just lost a stroke to the field because, on average, they won't make that putt on tour. So you have to get over it and figure that it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's the result that counts.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. You and I met each other in December, and we tried a couple of the putters, and you were on your way to play some golf, so we really didn't get a chance to speak after we tried it. I was fascinated with the confidence that I immediately felt with five, six, 7 footers.
That's correct. And the reason for that is very simple. Once you're set up for your line and you practice a little bit and you practice and you hit putts after putts, and I say to my customers, you take 6 balls and you get on a straight line from 60. And at the beginning, you don't know if the ball should be 5 inches in front of you, 8 inches, but you will find a stand that works for you. And once you're able to repeat over and over the same putting stroke, then you get confidence. But when you're 6 feet away, just think about that. You're setting up, right? Like the pros right now, if they put the line or they don't put a line, then they go to the side, they turn their head, they're doing all kinds of stuff, and then they hit the putt. But when you're facing the hole and you're 6 feet away, 7 feet away from the hole, and you're set up facing the hole with the GP putter, the only thing that could be moving in your putting stand is your eyes. Your eyes look at the hole, and then you look at the ball. You look at the hole, you look at the ball. I'm like, okay, this is good. I'm putting. You didn't move nothing. Your head didn't move. Your hands didn't move. Nothing moved. So when you know that that's the line you want to hit, wow, your stroke, you take a nice stroke, and you bring your like me in my case, I putt right-handed, and you bring your right hand towards the hole as far as you could go forward with your hand. And that's simple. I mean, it's like tossing a ball in the bucket, right?
Yeah.
If I give a bucket, put the ball in your hand, and the bucket is 15 feet in front of you, you're not going to go sideways to toss it, right? You'll be facing it. You're not going to bring your hand behind the ball, behind your body, I mean. You'll extend your hand forward. You'll take a short back. You'll bring it back towards your body short, and then you'll try to bring your hand as far forward to toss the ball in the bucket. Well, that's basically how I putt.
Again, I steer the listener to the website. You'll get a much better understanding once you see it, once you look at some of Patrice's videos. To your point, Grant Wade is on there. using it. I found it fascinating. I really, really did. And Patrice, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. The best way for someone to, if they're interested, the best way for them to learn more is go to the website, right?
Yeah, I have three different websites. One is called face-on-putting.com. I have side saddle putting with dash in between. And I have prdionne.com. But if you search Jersey Putter, you will definitely find me. Mm.
Patrice, it was great meeting you back in December. Thank you for this, and we will talk again.
Well, thank you very much, and I really appreciate you giving me this call.